Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Sumrow, and I love being a Pet World Insider. Folks, we are so lucky in the day in which we are these days. We have educational opportunities that we've never had before. And I know a lot of you reach out to us and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, or I'm thinking about becoming that. How do I get started? Where do I turn to? Well, one of the people that I always turn to is not only a maverick and a legend in the industry, he literally is one of the leading forces in education these days. He's an author. He is a leader extraordinaire. I want to welcome to the show a good friend of ours, Steve Applebaum from the Animal Behavior College. Steve, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back, actually. I enjoyed our first discussion. I'm glad we can have this one.
Absolutely. Well, we're gonna make them a regular thing. You've got so much great information to share. I've got to say, we get so many emails in from pet parents and people who love animals. And you know, a lot of times they'll say, gosh, you know, I always dreamed of being a veterinarian, but it just wasn't in the cards. You know, life has, you know, thrown me a few curves, but I think where I want to be is I want to be in that animal industry. And while you guys certainly have some great programs for dog trainers, groomers, and more, one of the programs that really intrigues me and other people is this program to become a veterinary assistant. And I just wanted to reach out to you and say, explain to our folks what a veterinary assistant does.
Well, for anybody that has looked to be a vet, dreamed about being a veterinarian, but didn't quite get there, don't feel badly. It is harder these days to get into veterinary school than it is to get into medical school. I mean, veterinary school is medical school, but I'm talking about it's more difficult to get into veterinary college than it is to get to a straight medical college because there are fewer of them. And it's a huge commitment in both time and resources and money, and not everybody can do that for a whole host of reasons. But just because you may not be a veterinarian, or for some of you may not be a veterinarian yet, there are other ways to become a member of the veterinary team. Our most popular program at Animal Behavior College is our veterinary assistant program, and basically a veterinary assistant is essentially the entry-level veterinary team member that typically works with a veterinary technician, a registered veterinary technician, and the veterinarian on a whole host of different things. So, for example, in our veterinary assistant program, you know, we teach everything from office etiquette and hospital procedures, basically how the hospital works, how patients are admitted, how they're discharged, how medical records are handled, and things like that, to animal restraint. You know, how to do this in a way that's going to be less stressful for the animal, but safe for everybody concerned. How to open a cat or a dog's mouth, which may seem obvious, but it's not that easy. Injections, venipuncture, all sorts of things. Examination room procedures, pharmacology, and how the pharmacy works, surgical prep and assisting, small animal nursing, a whole host of different things that veterinary assistants need to learn in order to be able to be a viable and valuable member of the veterinary team. So that's the basic makeup of what a veterinary assistant does. Many of our veterinary assistant graduates go on over a period of time to become registered veterinary technicians. And in fact, at some time in the next few years, Animal Behavior College right now is undergoing a process of becoming accredited. And once we're an accredited institution, that's going to be the first program we offer, is a registered veterinary technician, so that people that want to go to an even higher level will be able to do that. But the veterinary assistant, which is what we're offering right now, is a fantastic program. And like I said, it will allow you to be a valued member of that team.
Well, I think the other thing, too, that's great is, as you pointed out, there are less veterinary schools available, and there are really less starting points to be a vet assistant. When I go to my different vets that I work with, a lot of times I'll have, you know, conversations with the different people there, and I'll ask them how they got started. And, you know, some of them have some great training, and others, well, they knew someone who knew someone. This is a great opportunity to be able to go in and say, okay, I want to learn what I'm going to need to know so I'm a valuable part of the team from day one, as you just pointed out. How long does it take to get through a program like this?
The time it takes to get through the program will vary based on your dedication of study. But typically, the program needs to be completed in really about a year and a half. You know, the fastest we see people getting through it is just a little under 50 weeks, just a little under a year. But most people will take closer to about 16 months, 17 months to get through the program. So, you know, it's a fair amount of information. It's academically, it's a fairly rigorous course. You know, and you touched on something earlier that I think is an extremely important point. You know, and it was a debate that we had when we were looking at the possibility of offering this course. You know, it is possible, and everybody should know this, that you can simply walk into a veterinary hospital with absolutely no experience, tell them that you'd love to be a veterinary assistant, and there are hospitals that will, you know, say, okay, you know, come back next Monday and we'll get you started and we'll see what you can do. So it is possible to learn this without a formalized course of study such as the one we offer here at Animal Behavior College. The challenge is that there is a tremendous amount of information that you need to know. And most hospitals are fairly short-staffed.
Right.
And so what inevitably happens is you're thrown into this lion's den without a formalized way of teaching you everything you need to know. And it can often be an extraordinarily stressful process, and a great many people just don't get through it. Not to mention the fact that a lot of people start this with great intentions. The idea of being able to help sick animals, you know, to really make a difference is appealing to huge numbers of people. I completely get that. But the actual application of it, which can involve in a veterinary environment some difficult things. I mean, you'll see animals that are injured. Some animals have to be euthanized. I mean, this is a part of veterinary medicine that cannot be denied, and it is not for everybody. And so a lot of hospitals become a bit shy after a while when they've had three or four very well-intentioned people coming in there with no experience and realizing, oh, my gosh, I'd love to do this, but I just can't handle it. So we found when we polled veterinarians all across the country that they were extremely receptive to the idea of taking our students while they were still in the program and working with them in what we call an externship so that the students get the hands-on experience they're going to need in a real hospital environment. And at the same time, can learn absolutely for sure whether or not this is going to be the kind of career they really want to be involved in. And so by the time they get through this externship and graduate our program, a good chunk of them wind up getting hired by the hospitals that they actually externship at. So it's a wonderful program. The vets love it because they know that by the time the student comes to them for their externship, they've already gone through 9 or 10 months worth of study. So they know that the students already have a level of dedication and, as critically, a level of knowledge. So they're not newbies. Well, they are newbies, but they're not completely inexperienced or clueless. They're coming in there with this knowledge base, which makes them far more likely to succeed. And it's the results have been pretty plain to see.
Yeah, no, it's a great program. Great program. Hey, Steve, I want to make sure, because we're running up against the clock, I want to make sure people know where they can get more information about this great program.
If you're interested in becoming a veterinary assistant or really just want to talk about any animal careers, we would love to speak with you. Certainly check us out on our website at animalbehaviorcollege.com. That's animalbehaviorcollege.com. You can put Animal Behavior College and find us on Facebook. Or for those old-fashioned folks that want to give us a call and talk to a real human being, you can do that too at 800-795-3294. And we'd love to hear from you.
Well, wonderful, folks. There you have it. An answer to a question we get quite often: how do I get into the pet industry and work in a vet's office? Great source here for you. Steve, thank you again for everything that you and the Animal Behavior College are doing. We really appreciate it. Folks, we're going to be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you want to know about the pet world here on Pet World Insider after a few quick messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation, or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.